Hello and welcome to today's TinyCast. I'm Barry Winbolt, and today I'm going to be talking about personal change and how it begins in the imagination. You have to imagine it before you can become it, whatever it is. To give it its full title, this was a note I jotted down a few days ago, wasn't sure how I'd use it, and then I thought, great, let's make a TinyCast. Let me make a TinyCast with it. So here it is. Now, you may not realise, but you are actively using your imagination daily for all sorts of things. And yet when the gurus say, oh, just visualise it, just imagine it, and it'll lead you towards your goals, your objectives and all that stuff, we tend to roll our eyes a bit and think, yeah, it's a bit flaky, a bit out there, isn't it? But it's true. Einstein knew it. Many other creative people have spoken about it down the centuries. Philosophers spoke about it thousands of years ago. So you have to start with ideas in your imagination. Now, as I said, you may not realise it, but you're doing it already. But the trouble is, most of us are doing it backwards. We're doing it the wrong way round. We're imagining disasters. We're imagining what could go wrong. Even the most optimistic of us, and I'm pretty optimistic, before I undertake something a little bit risky, I find my mind is turning to all of the things that could go wrong. For example, I'm a biker, a motorcyclist, and every time before I go out on the bike, if I'm not careful, I find my mind running imaginary scenarios involving disastrous accidents and stuff. And I have to work on this to stop it, because otherwise I might just create it. So you're already using it, just turn it to good things. Use your imagination to visualize where you want to go. Now, don't be put off by the idea of visualization. It simply means thinking, imagining. But the more you can embellish that image, that imaginary image, with reality, give it some sights, sounds, smells, whatever, then the more likely you are to move in that direction. Now, I have applied this in my life for years, and it works. I guarantee it. The first time I noticed it happening was when I left school. I wanted to be a writer. Now, it took me another 26 years to achieve that, but I was holding myself up. And once I realized how I was holding myself up, I had to get over myself and start writing, because nobody was going to read it anyway. So why did I need to feel intimidated by it? And all that stuff went through my head. So I actually imagined in my mind, well, where else would I imagine? That's a bit of a double something or other. I actually imagined sitting down at my word processor, as it was in those days. We didn't have computers yet. I had a word processor, one step up from a typewriter, I suppose you say, had a screen and stuff like that, and keyboard, and I would start to write. And I visualized myself doing that way before I bought that first machine, and started to imagine what my daily routine would be like. And as if by magic, I then got offered the editorship of a magazine, which I'd never done. And I hadn't even bought the first machine yet. So I had to do the first work on by hand. Now, it does work. So it starts in the imagination. Dare to dream. Think about what it is you want. Spend 5 minutes a day doing that. Be as clear as you can about your objectives. And just counter the suggestion in your mind that it's not going to work. Just forget that. Just create a positive image in your mind and use your imagination as best you can to help you achieve the things you want in your life. You try this for a week and tell me that it doesn't work. Now, hang on a minute, because if you're imagining living in a big house in Malibu or off the beach in some other exotic place, well, it's not going to happen in a week, is it? Try it with something simple and just see. Start flexing your imaginary muscles and you will notice change beginning to happen. At the very least, you will counter the habit that the mind has of spelling out disasters for you and imagining the worst could happen. So, over to you. Have a great day. This is Barry Winbolt. This has been a TinyCast. There's more on my blog at barrywinbolt.com. Wishing you all the best. Over and out.